Nike reported global sales for the prior quarter that beat analysts' expectations. Joining us now to discuss this is Poonam Goyal, senior U.S. e-commerce and retail analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence. Well, seemingly dominating a lot of news flow out of the earnings was the fact, Poonam, that sales were up 17% and up in every jurisdiction except for China. And in these kind of recessionary fearing times, I suppose investors really like that story. Is it as simple as that?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely delivered on the top line. And if you look at it on a FX neutral basis, even China was up. So overall, very, very solid top line numbers here. And even on the margin front, they, you know, had markdowns that definitely drove margins down, but they did better than what consensus estimates called for. Really, the only, you know, the only concerning area from this release was the inventory levels, which were still up north of 40%, which means that there's going to be markdowns even in the coming fiscal quarter. And that's expected. And you know, that's really what we're watching for, how they clear inventory. But outside of that, strong brand heat, strong momentum, activewear, still a heavily sought after category, and Nike leading its charge there.
One thing, Poonam, though, China doesn't stand out in terms of a sore thumb, at least, but one can understand that people aren't exactly exercising while they've been in lockdown.
That's absolutely right. So China, you know, of all the regions, is definitely lagging and continues to. So as those lockdowns ease, which, you know, we've heard that they are beginning to ease slightly, it's a wait and watch situation. When these lockdowns do go away, if they go away, when they go away, I think China still remains a promising area for Nike. It's a big growth growth region with highest profits of the company. You know, China is a very highly profitable region. And the consumers there will go out and will start working out once they can.
So I was kind of musing aloud as I was putting some notes together for our data checks. And I was thinking that Nike and FedEx tell different stories, but in both cases, the stocks jumped. And we just talked about how Nike flexed its muscles with really strong sales. And that's a company just getting things right, I suppose, while FedEx flexed its cost-cutting efficiencies with $1 billion of cost savings. That would seem to bode well for two of these kind of big American companies that people follow. But will Nike focus its energies going forward, do you think, on cost-cutting so that it can kind of win at both ends?
Well, I think Nike has to be careful if it does that. We don't want to see costs go down in areas where they have future growth potential and market share gains. For example, in the quarter, you know, they've had price increases this year. And despite that, they saw full price selling do really well across their top products and footwear franchises. So that demand creation expense, which continues to rise, I wouldn't want to see them pull back on that. So I think they have to be really careful. I don't think they have the same option to cut back as aggressively because it would really hinder growth going forward.
Tell me something. I mean, how far can we look at Nike as a, and I mind the pun, if you will, as a shop window into the rest of what's going on in the retail space?
I think, you know, each retailer tells a different story because it's the consumer is pulling back a little. We've heard that across the board. The macroeconomic conditions could, you know, swing us into a recession, and therefore the consumer will pull back. But I think what differentiates Nike from the rest is that it is the leader. It has over $40 billion in sales and number one athleisure brand in the world. And it has a lot of innovation and star endorsements, celebrity endorsements that really differentiate or help differentiate its place in the marketplace. Not all retailers are doing well. We heard from Adidas, and you know there are some struggles there. So it's a catch-22 in terms of how retailers are performing and resonating.
So the extra inventory, you know, part of that is a comparison with 21, but let's not go there because it gets kind of complicated. But can they take care of it with just volume? I mean, can they, you say they'll have to cost cut. I mean, they'll have to lower the prices, but they can sell a lot of volume.
They absolutely can. If you look at the inventories and you break it down quarter over quarter, inventory was actually down 3% on a dollar basis and high single digits on a unit basis. So you can see that the inventories are trending in the right direction. There's just more of it that needs to be done. And the only piece that I'm watching for, which could, you know, be a red flag, is where they clear it.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have to close it there. But that's an interesting question. Poonam Goyal with us, senior U.S. e-commerce and retail analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence, our analyst wing.